Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you reconsidered
Nope. The
Annie costume?
No, I'm not doing that.
What if the audience really, really wanted you to be Annie for Halloween?
No, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Not prostitute myself like that. Here. I don't care about the fans.
Well, the allegations are there.
No. Hard Knocks tonight, by the way.
9 o'clock HBO, mm-hmm. NFC East Hard Knocks. I will be locked in. Now, I wonder how they... Now, they're going to chronicle all four teams. So, you know, we'll see how much we get of the Eagles here.
You know where the money makers
are. The money makers here. Defending champions with some struggles and some infighting. I mean, that's where the story is. I mean, I don't even know if there's any... Is there any Washington story behind Daniels getting hurt? It's been a dull season for them. I mean, the Giants fired the coach. So that has some drama attached to it.
I mean, Quinn took over the defensive play calling. But, you know, again, who cares?
Eagles-Cowboys is the story. Cowboys season down and up. And obviously
Jerry Jones, the showman.
Yes.
And the defending champs with turmoil.
I just want to see the facial expression, sideline stuff, behind the scenes. 9 o'clock tonight, HBO. We'll talk about it tomorrow. All right. Before we get back to the phone lines here, could we hear the latest John Heyman on the Phillies? Winter meetings start on Sunday down in Orlando, and a lot of expectation out there. Kyle Schwarber is going to sign by the end of the winter meetings, which is next Thursday. Here's John Heyman talking about some of the Phillies' names to watch.
Phillies news, you know, I mean, the Phillies are active. I think they're willing to talk on Marsh, maybe on Boehm, certainly on Castellanos. I do think that Imai is a potential for them. You know, obviously trying to re-sign Schwarber and Real Muto, Suarez, a possibility as well.
All right, a couple things there. We're hearing Marsh's name there, Hugh, and a potential trade, you know, because we're hearing that could trade from the Major League team. So Boehm's name comes up a lot. Marsh now, too. So that's interesting. I'd be okay moving off of Marsh. The only thing about moving off of Marsh, if they're also moving off of Castellanos, like who's playing the outfield next season? Bader's a free agent. Crawford's not arrived yet. I mean, I guess they're projecting that, but like we need three outfielders.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think that if they're deciding to do that, they have some irons in the fire.
Bryce could play off.
I was thinking, I wonder if that's one of the irons that potentially. He mentions a Japanese pitcher there. That was that middle name you heard. We know the Phillies have tried for years to land a player from Japan. I think to start that pipeline, maybe they would go after one. And then the Schwarber situation is the one we're keeping our eye on the most. I am terrified the Mets are involved in this thing. Now we got a new team. According to John Morosi, Hugh, the San Francisco Giants have reached out to Schwarber. So I think you said this a couple days ago. There's not many teams that wouldn't find a spot for Schwarber. Like, the Dodgers probably can't because Ohtani has to DH when he doesn't pitch. But, Hugh, other than them, most teams are going to be interested in Kyle Schwarber. He checks, like, every box.
Yeah. He's what every locker room feels they need right now. And that's why he's such a big free agent. Like, here's the thing. Kyle Schwarber came in and just did his job. Didn't complain. Wasn't, you know, high maintenance. Just hit dingers and went about his business. And looked like he got better as he got older. You know, that's what you want. That's what you want for your locker room. That's stability.
Yeah, and if you look at some of his underlying numbers, like his bat speed, it's the kind of bat people think is going to age well. David Ortiz had this. So I could see why a lot of teams are like, yeah, he's 33, but he's probably got three or four more years of hitting 40 home runs. Let's sign him. So we will keep an eye on that. But the Schwarber sweepstakes, it's just not going to be cheap. I think when we brought this up a few weeks ago, I mentioned if everyone keeps saying 5 years, there is a very simple way for someone to win the bidding. Go to six. And we'll see if the Phillies are willing to do that when we get towards the winter meetings this coming weekend. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We'll get to you people. Did you people enjoy the conversation today about the Jalen situation?
Yes,
I'm sure they
very
did.
Much
yes.
So.
Yes, okay, good. All right, Big V in Mount Laurel says he knows what would happen if Tanner McKee played quarterback. Hey, Big V.
Well, that must mean he thought about it.
Well, of course he did.
Of course I didn't.
Big V.
Then how do you know what it would
happen? Why would I do that? Okay.
Well, you said you know what would happen. How would you get there without thinking about it?
Because I'm looking at I'm kind of like Hugh on this one.
Oh, sure.
You can use your intellectual prowess to
I have
out
vision,
what's
Big
going
we got,
to
I got vision.
So you know what that's called?
Hugh can do that.
You know what that's called in smaller
question
words?
That with you.
Thinking about it. Using your intellectual prowess to know what will happen is called thinking.
That sounds like if you open up a dictionary, describe the word thinking.
Okay, well, listen, I went through this whole bullcrap with the you people yesterday, and that whole thread and all that back and forth were caused by two people. One, I'm going to speculate on, is more than likely AJ. The second one is some 20-something-year-old who lives in his mother's basement. He's waiting for his girlfriend to get off her waitress shift so he can take her tip money and go buy some gummies.
Oh, he said waitress shift.
Wow.
This is some tough talk on Twitter today. I got in trouble for that.
Yeah, well, you got to stop.
But that's all it is. And here's the thing. Being an Eagles fan and liking Jalen, you don't want him to get the impression that management and fans have lost confidence in his abilities. His abilities are great, and he's not playing bad because of Jalen. He's playing bad because of some things that are happening around him.
Well, where's his responsibility in all this?
Where's his responsibility in all this? He's the quarterback. So he's going to take responsibility, and people are going to lay that responsibility or blame on him. Just like when he wins, he's the quarterback. He's going to take that responsibility, and people are going to attribute the victory towards him. That's part of being a QB. That's part of being a leader. The one thing that you don't want is for him to be disgruntled, especially when you got this diva. Oh, by the way, Hugh, ask your friend, who got that leak from the Eagles camp that they weren't happy with Jalen running the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him, was the leak AJ? Because that's the kind of crap that, your side piece, this girl who wants to be your side piece tells your girl because, she wants to be your side piece.
Well, you know what? So Big V, I know we're recklessly speculating.
You guys are getting messy.
You're doing a great job of it, but like, AJ kind of stood on business. He said, you see it. He said it in public. He said, you see it.
Yeah.
He didn't throw a rock in hide hands. He kind of threw the rock and kind of stood there.
AJ would rather the Eagles fail as long as he gets his passes, because every time we focus on getting the ball to AJ, we lose.
I agree with that. That's been too much. I agree.
Here's the big key, okay? Let's sit AJ down, stick something in his mouth so he can't talk, scoop, quitch, whatever he does, okay? And let's go out here. We have the roster to be the next dynasty. Let's not get distracted by this bullcrap. And you're already on, DEFCON 1, and we're only 4 losses.
You know what I think is funny, Big V? You're just very, liberally saying, just sit AJ. But I say, I thought about Tanner, and that's blasphemous. Isn't it the same thing?
Of course it is. Because when you start thinking about Tanner and it starts to getting out like where it is now, we start to let the quarterback know that we don't have confidence in him.
Oh,
the one thing that you want your quarterback to know is
you
that
think
you
he
have
didn't,
faith
you,
in his ability.
Oh, stop. You think he didn't realize that people have lost confidence when they're booing every drive on Friday? You think he didn't hear that?
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, we all hear it.
But you also have to put, some things in perspective. One, we're playing like it's a regular game, and everybody's playing us like it's their Super Bowl.
Two,
offensive line seems to have this thing where, if certain people aren't on it, they don't perform well. They don't manhandle. And three, we've been relying on defense, and they're getting worn out.
Yes, because they go 3-and-out every other series.
Correct.
Why?
Well, one is, like I said, they don't act like, without Lane, they don't act like an offensive line. They've forgotten what it is to get out there and manhandle, to be physical, to live up to the objective.
Mm. Well, the offensive line hasn't been good enough this year. Big V, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, I can't sign off on, we can't say this, because what if Jalen hears it? First of all, Jalen's not listening to us. Let's be real. Okay?
Nah. It's, the unfortunate thing about all this is the quarterback's insulated from all of this because he's the quarterback. I mean, it's been like that forever. The real, like, you know what's funny? I've been around a lot of quarterbacks, and I talk about Boomer all the time and how much of a Richard he was. To be honest, most quarterbacks are, especially when they're in the position that they're in because they're the face of the franchise, so they're treated totally different. I've never played with this guy, but from what I've heard, Tom Brady is probably the realest cat out there. And you know why that is? It's because Belichick had his foot on his neck.
The whole time.
The whole time.
Until Tom couldn't stand it 20 years later. Yeah.
And he, like, but that's how you have to handle those cats because, like, and I say this jokingly, but it always feels like when they get paid, they get brand new. Like, think about it. And I'm not saying Jalen is this, but it feels like it might be. Because when you think about the timeline and all the stuff that Jalen used to do. You know, like when you get bread, sometimes you got to change your social circle, right? And a lot of times when quarterbacks get their bread, and I'm not indicting him with this because I don't know who he hangs out with, but I have some reckless speculation that I could do. And him and AJ was real tight before he got that bread, right?
They don't seem as tight anymore.
They used to be on Zoom calls together and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, somebody gets paid and, you know, ain't showing up to certain functions, that family functions and stuff like that. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we getting on Twitch streams talking greasy about folks and stuff. It's just, man, I'm telling you.
So you have thought about Tanner?
No, I haven't. Okay. No, I'm just saying, I'm recklessly, like in the last couple minutes of the show, I'm just going to recklessly speculate. Let me just throw this out there, you know, and recklessly speculate.
Sure,
like
I mean, why not? Yeah.
And give people something to think about and slide in my DMs and talk bad to me about later on today.
Well, I just got to ignore those DMs.
But I'm not going to, I laugh
or
at them.
Or quote tweet them.
Because
get talked to by the boss multiple times in one day.
I just find it hilarious how, like, the holidays bring out all this bravado in people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, that man, listen.
Might be the liquor too.
You probably work at your dad's dealership or something. You ain't about that life, man. You ain't really about that life you talking about on Twitter. You just like to sound tough, like those cats that egg Kevin Petullo house. By the way, I stand with Kevin Petullo. Yep.
We all stand with Kevin Petullo.
It's like, dog.
Joe spoke for us all.
No,
this morning.
You know what? And I'm not condoning this. I'm not. Because I don't know the township regulations and rules.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fools. But if Kevin Petullo would have walked outside and let a couple off, then I bet you wouldn't nobody else would have came.
Let's let you go on for about one second too long. What are you doing?
You know what I mean? Like for real. Like you mean
if he threw eggs back, right?
No, yeah, that's what I mean.
Thank you.
That's what I mean. If he threw a couple of eggs back, like, you know the neighborhood to do that in. Yep. That's New Jersey. So what's that? The suburb.
What you're saying is you really stand with Kevin.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Like, you get a different perspective when when you hit them eggs cracking on the ground, like, ka-chow, ka-chow.
The eggs.
When the eggs be cracking.
Pasture raised, too.
We cracking them eggs.
Brown eggs. Yeah,
not in this economy.
No.
Yeah, we
this crack. Guy, he would never throw eggs.
Hey, we cracking eggs. Ka-chow, ka-chow. They hit the ground like,
ka-chow. All right. Self and eggs from a chicken. Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Hey, yo, man. Give me a minute, bro. I just need a quick minute. Mm-hmm. First off, no, hell no. I ain't never think about no Tanner McKee. You know what I'm saying? And I told Kyle, y'all might take my takes as crazy, but I ain't never lie to y'all. I ain't never think about no Tanner McKee. I'm riding with Jalen, man. You know what I'm saying? That's first and foremost. Secondly, y'all stole my Aunt Viv answer. I forgive y'all. It's all right. You know what I mean? But look, that Bears game, I'm going to tell you why it's not Jalen. Jalen might do 25% of it. I told y'all last talk that I don't like the release of his ball. That's the reason why his placement isn't where it should be. And although I give him praise, I can give him criticism too. I don't like the way he releases the ball, and his ball, he don't lead the receiver to the ball. He puts it right there or somewhere around, kind of around the big nub. You know what I mean? But I'm going to tell you why it's the play call. When you look at it, everybody done said it already. It's not rocket science. You had Steichen, you had Moore, experienced play callers. They went to Super Bowls. You get these inexperienced play callers, that's Sirianni's playbook. They're riding Sirianni's coattail. So it's not working. That's why it's the play callers. It don't take the rocket scientists to see that. As far as the Chicago Bears game, I'm gonna tell you like I told other people. Who better to get the plays from than former players? You had Swift, who played in that offense. Mm. You had CJ, who played against that offense.
Alameda Zacchaeus is there. Yeah, there's a lot of them. Yeah.
If I'm a coach, I'm calling them players in. What do they do well? What do they like to do? And that's how you get to, you do your homework. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they did. And not to mention, the Eagles play with a pretty boy softness. There's no toughness. That was CJ. You know what I mean? They have nobody that put the record on nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see no hard hitting from the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, that's the reason why the Eagles are where they are. But I do have an answer.
All right, what do you got? What do you got, Self?
But I got one better than the Bears, right?
Okay.
I'm going to go with Val Kilmer replacing Michael Keaton as Batman.
Val Kilmer replacing Michael Keaton. I love those Batman movies. Self, we appreciate it. But who's your favorite Batman, Hugh, of all the Batmans? Movie Batmans, I mean.
Christian Bale.
Me too.
Has to be. Yeah. Because the other one were kind of cartoonish.
Well, that was the, what was his name? What's the director's
Adam
name?
Adam West?
No, the director's name of the first couple.
Christopher Nolan?
No. That was the Christian Bale ones.
Because, like, the first couple Batmans were in the vein of the Adam West. Like, Adam West is the OG. No question about that. You know, because I remember... watching
Tim
those.
Burton. Tim Burton was the early ones. Kind of the goofy, you know, cartoonish.
Yeah, but when, like, because in the comic books, if you read the comic books, when they introduced Bane into the comics, that's where Batman kind of took a dark turn.
Yeah, no, The Dark Knight, those are great movies. All right, we will pick a winner here coming up in a few minutes. Can we first hear from you people, see what they're up to on this Tuesday?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All right, so I don't know how new this is, but I've been noticing it lately.
Mm-hmm.
A little excited about it. There's a new feature in the YouTube chat.
Oh, what is that?
It gives you an AI summary of what the people in the chat are talking about.
Oh, wow.
And I know there was a funny one with Mark's call in the beginning of the show, but I didn't have a chance to.
You mean AI as in AI the chat or AI our show?
No, it's AI that describes what people are chatting about.
The chat. Yes.
But they refer to Hugh's takes and like the people, their responses to Hugh's takes. And things like that.
So it's like if you just hopped in the YouTube, this is what's going on.
It's like, this is what people are talking about.
It catches you
and
up.
It's tangentially about what we're talking about.
That's gonna be, we're going to have to go. Yes. We're going to need to check in with AI once a show.
That's
coming. Yep. Mm-hmm. We stand with you, Mall Santa.
I'm okay with that.
Definitely worse things they've called you.
They've definitely hurt my feelings before. I'm all right.
That day he was in the gym for 2 hours.
Yep. Yeah. You guys are sickos.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I stand with that.
Why? Because we're curious?
We're fantasizing.
Yeah. Listen, it's okay. This is a safe space.
Yep.
No one's here but us. Just relax.
Yep. Four bums who never won anything. Hugh, Joe, Kyle, and the mustache. It's now its own entity.
Oh, okay.
It's its own thing.
But what is the guy that calls us bums ever won? Curiosity.
Well, nothing. I mean, obviously.
But the eating competition?
Yeah,
living in your mom.
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm just asking because, you know, it's you're quick to talk about what we have never done.
Well,
but we do a radio show every day that you tune into.
To be fair, that's what you people's for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
We just become punching bags, really.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Better chance of happening before the end of 2025, that is.
I feel like I'm about to catch a stroke.
Probably.
Tanner McKee comes in or Hughes Clues back.
I caught a straight.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say Tanner McKee.
I think it's McKee. Yeah. I think it's McKee.
Hey, I'm starting to realize that they ain't really, ain't nobody filling the Hughes clue.
No, man. No, they'll be back. It's again.
No,
it's,
people are asking for it.
No, it's like the Jordan suspension. It's going to have a big return
hey, you know,
when it does.
The y'all make me wait, the worse I'm going to make it.
Yeah, we might have to
you know.
We'll do a 30 for 30 on you, what happened with Hughes clue.
I'm going to make it worse.
Yep. All right. You can only pick one. OG Wade's four-point system or Will in the Northeast four C's.
I'm going to go with Will in the Northeast.
At least the, I think but, I go four-point system.
But hold on. He brings up the four C's, and then he forgets what they are.
I know. At
and
least
that's happened twice.
At least OG has his four-point system.
I can relate to that because sometimes I lose my train of thought.
Has anyone unpacked the four-point system when the Eagles lose? Is it holding up? Is this why
no,
they're losing?
No, I tell you what, though. It's mighty funny. You ain't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, right? Has he brought up the four-point system in the last two games?
Jalen's had a couple tough ones.
Accountability.
So, yeah. I haven't heard
tangentially.
From
you know, we may have tied and gotten to the tiebreaker.
Tangentially.
Has the tiebreaker work? Whoever wins.
I thought, now I'm not sure this if this is serious or not, but if I'm not mistaken, he said it's the kicker.
The kicker's
the
tiebreaker?
Yeah, the tiebreaker.
The kicker?
Yeah.
Okay. What? We're just, that's enough for the system.
If Jalen Hurts wasn't here, WIP would have nothing to talk about.
Man,
so you better move on.
See, I think this person is obviously new around here because.
Yeah, because I got. Useless information for days.
Well, you do. That's also, before Jalen Hurts, there was Carson Wentz. And before Carson Wentz, there was
Nick Foles. What do you think happened before Jalen got on the field?
And it would be somebody else when these young men decide to retire.
Yeah,
and
if they put Tanner McKee in and he stinks, guess what?
We'll find a new one.
We'll
get the next guy in here.
We'll talk bad about Tanner.
The funny part about the people that are just like the Jalen people now is all these years ago, it was the other side arguing to get Wentz the hell off the field because he stunk and put Jalen on.
Yeah,
that's how Jalen got a shot.
They were mad at you for that one,
They were mad at me for that, too. That's fine.
Let's see you go step on a football field, Joe.
I hung up my cleats after flag football in college. After I intramural champion, by the way, for everyone says not a champion.
Wow.
Yes.
So you have won some.
I have. I can wear the t-shirt.
I feel like you should have brought that one up earlier. Yeah. This was right after Mark's call. I think Joe is going to go gray today by 1:30.
Well, if I grew it out, maybe it would be gray, but otherwise I'm just going
to
be shy.
To Mark, though. I mean, he's passionate about it.
No,
so
Mark,
I don't want anybody to think, that we're picking on Mark.
No, I can't wait for Mark to call again, and we'll yell at each other.
We just got to do better.
Well, I mean, the most annoying phone calls are often my favorites because they bring up very annoying points and stuff like that.
Yep. Good job, Mark.
Yep. Have we considered that Hugh threw the eggs?
Man, seriously. No.
Well, your history would be too low.
Do you think I'd ride my ass out to New Jersey to throw away eggs?
You did say he looked like a snitch.
I mean, but yeah, he does. And I stand by that. But to ride out two things. Ride to Jersey to throw eggs and then record it.
So
it's the wasting eggs part that he would never do.
At the price they're at now?
And record it? Like people don't realize that's a footprint. That if somebody, if he pursues that, They're going to find out
the video
one
is
or two
crazy,
things. But that's what I'm saying. You're going to find out who shot the video. And you talk about snitching. When they start talking about putting your ass in jail because you live in one of y'all is the one of them suburb kids. When they start talking about putting somebody in jail, you telling on everybody. That's the thing that it is. You ain't about
they're
that
kids,
life.
They're not going to get put in jail for
I would try to put them in jail.
Well,
I would
sure
do
would.
Everything within
we know,
my power.
Well,
you know what
snitch.
I would do?
Because you stand with Kevin Petula.
You know what I would do? You couldn't do nothing to the kids, but the dad catching hands.
The poor dad who's just sitting at home watching TV
hands.
As the kid went on drinks.
If it was me.
The further we go into this.
Dad, I'm whooping dad. I'm swinging on dad. Like, for real. Because that's your fault because your kid's out there doing it.
Well, and the dad's probably telling the kid on Friday, the Petula
sucks.
Okay,
wait a minute. I got to walk that back because Blue Jeans. I'm not putting hands on nobody.
This was a
just repeat
space.
That over and over.
I am not. I'm just saying I would wag my finger in a vigorous way.
And you would snitch. You're pretty open about being a snitch. don't sell yourself short, Hugh. You act like at least a 10-year-old.
I was thinking that, but seven kind of skewed today. That was probably about right today. Seven was about right.
You don't throw as many tantrums as a 7-year-old.
I don't throw I'm not a tantrum thrower.
Yeah,
now, I will.
I think 10 or 11's
11,
accurate.
It feels 11.
But it has gotten to the point now where Blue Jeans was in the office, and I told him, I was like, because, he monitors my Twitter.
Yeah, well,
it's probably a good idea.
And I told him, I said, well, I did. I sent that.
Yeah, today he walked in here a couple of times to tell Hugh to just calm down. Yeah.
These are just jokes. Listen, these are family members. I'm allowed, we can tweet back and forth banter.
But it's public.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it gets a little spicy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
ain't nobody about to do nothing.
It's quite well. Yeah.
We got 401ks and Christmas gifts we got to buy. We ain't nobody trying to.
I think the boss just doesn't really want to find
fist
out.
Cuff.
You know?
Yeah, we ain't nobody about to be out there fisticuffs.
He just wants to have a good Christmas. He doesn't want you to ruin
Unless
it.
Unless there's
the
somebody's dad who threw eggs at your house.
We're going to catch these hands.
Yeah. Stop.
No, not really.
No more. Retire with dignity, Hugh.
No. I'm not going. I'm not going to go quietly into the night.
We stand with you.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. One more quick thing. We might have to rein Joe in today. Mm-hmm. He's talking about being curious. He's fantasizing about Tanner McKee.
Completely
and now
curious.
We find out that he used to handle packages.
Listen,
I let all of that go.
I am being an open book with everyone today.
I let all of that go today. Y'all was wild with that.
It's natural to be curious.
It's okay, Hugh. This is a safe space.
See, y'all talk about I'm trying.
This is a safe space. Speaking of handling packages, I think our winner today should be Derek, who gave us the answer of how Amazon replaced UPS, which is so true.
Yeah, Derek cooked with that one.
And Derek's a good one. Derek, you are our winner today. You win the qualifying prize for ComboCon, automatically entered for the grand prize. All right, that is it for us today. 9 o'clock tonight.
But tomorrow
we're back with more.
Hey, we're going to watch. What's that?
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks tonight.
Hard
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
But seriously though, Joe.
Okay.
How good do you think it's going to be?
It's not about how good it is. What
can we recklessly speculate?
Exactly.
About?
9 o'clock, HBO. All right, afternoon show. They're up next. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.